You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
No, everyone thinks that, Fallon. It's nothing to do with The Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
My parents chose it because of Dorothy Dandridge. Do we wash the cups out here?
There's a dishwasher in the pavilion.
Excellent.
I'll take them through in a minute.
She was an actress in some really big old musicals. Carmen Jones?
Oh, okay.
Mum was her biggest fan.
So you had to be called Dorothy?
Well, it didn't really suit my brother.
Guess not.
Especially when he joined the army.
Look, if you want to get off and see the start of the Netherborn innings...
You're all right.
You sure?
Clearing the tea things will be a lot quicker with the two of us.
Oh, definitely.
I promised Sheila I would, so she can watch the rest of the game with Elizabeth. They both seem really interested.
Do they?
They spent the whole interval talking to one of our team, the doctor guy.
Richard Locke, an old friend of theirs.
Oh, OK.
If we put the trays by the urn...
Sure. As long as Dan doesn't think I'm helping with the catering every time he plays.
You know, Harrison says that Dan playing has given the team a real boost. He did all right this afternoon, didn't he?
Scored a few. Still not much of a total.
Well, Ambridge doesn't do big totals at the moment. Have you ever played?
Cricket?
Yeah.
Once or twice at college.
Harrison still keeps trying to get me interested.
Oh, I'm not that keen on team games.
I used to love netball and hockey at school.
Yeah?
I wasn't brilliant, but I really enjoyed it.
I'm more into my rock climbing.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I wouldn't have the nerve.
I don't do anything silly, but I love anything like that. Climbing, a bit of kayaking.
Showing me up now.
I'll have to take you along sometime.
Don't know about that. Right, I'll wipe down if you get the rest of the cups.
Okay. We're hoping to do some whitewater rafting on holiday.
Have you or Dan been to Split before?
No, but it looks amazing though.
Mm.
There's loads of beaches. We want to go island hopping.
Oh, you're making me jealous.
It should be great. Except, you know, first holiday together.
Nah, you'll be fine.
Dan's really easy to be with. But all that time in each other's company. What if we drive each other mad?
You won't.
We'll see.
When are you going?
Thursday.
Ah.
Once Dan's finished helping his dad with the move.
Oh, yeah. How's that going? Bringing the surgery back to the stables.
The consulting and waiting rooms look immaculate.
Uh-huh.
You never know it's been flooded.
Huh. More empties, I'm afraid.
Oh, right. Thanks, Rob.
Where should I...
I'll take the cup.
Oh, thank you. I told Harrison I'd bring these over. Yeah, I've been busy giving that man of yours some advice, Fallon.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the team's going to have to be very clever, defending such a low total.
We won't get clattered here, will we, Tony?
No. It's the longest part of the ground. The ball won't reach us in a month of Sundays.
Is that all right, Henry? Having our picnic here?
Yes.
So, Helen didn't have any news when she rang.
Well...
Don't wander off, Henry. I've got a little blanket you can sit on.
She's had another meeting with Anna. Didn't say if they're making much progress, though.
You did give her my love.
Of course I did.
Who are you talking about?
Your mummy, who sends you a great big sloppy kiss. Now, let's sit down and watch. It's Netherborn's turn to bat.
I thought we might have heard something now they've started sorting out the dam.
What, from the Stirlings?
Yeah. They're going flat out to get a boy.
Well, don't be in no hurry to move us off the farm, it.
I'm not. No. I'd just like to know the state of play, Dad, so we can work out what we're doing. It'd help if we had a few more visitors to Elf World, wouldn't it, Bartleby?
Yeah, that's it.
98p and a broken air slide in the contributions bucket this afternoon.
Oh, that'll soon change. Bartleby's about to become our premier attraction.
Oh. This is what you've been so secretive about.
See? Yeah, no, all right, boy, all right. Don't take on.
What's that supposed to be?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? A pair of magical wings. Oh, well, bowled.
or something happened?
Yeah, Netherbourne lost their second wicket while you were pouring Henry's juice.
Oh, good.
I've been saying pitch it up. First time Barry does, he gets a nick. Good catch from the wicket keeper, wasn't it, Henry?
There's Daddy.
Oh.
Yes.
Daddy.
Hello, Henry. Oh, Pat, Tony.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Enjoying the match, little fella? Hmm?
Yes.
Yeah, we're starting to make a fight of it, aren't we?
Seem to be.
I suggested opening the bowling with Barry. It's paid off, hasn't it?
Yes.
Rob, we've gone ahead with what we agreed. We've booked a holiday cottage for the week starting 14th of August.
In Tenby.
Oh, very nice too. Yeah, you'll enjoy that, won't you, Henry?
Yeah,
though you'll still have to be on your best behaviour while you're away.
I will.
We'll work out what you'll need to pack for him nearer the time.
Of course. Right, well, I'll let you get on with your picnic. I'm going to nip into the pavilion to catch up with the Netherbourne captain. He used to work at Barrow.
Are you going in there, Daddy?
Yes.
Can I come?
You haven't finished your sandwiches yet, Henry.
What about your cake?
Oh, don't worry. No, it's no use getting other ideas, young man. You have to spend Sundays with your granny and granddad. That's what everyone agreed, isn't it?
All right.
You'll enjoy it. It's carrot cake with icing.
Oh, never mind, Henry. I'll come and see you at the end of the game. With a special treat.
Don't make such a fuss, boy. Keep good hold, Eddie.
I am doing.
We'll see if they hangs better this way.
Don't think much of the story to go with it.
What's wrong with it?
Bartleby's supposed to be a flying talking horse. How come the punters won't hear him say nothing?
Because he uses his own special pony language, that's why. Which all the talking beasts in our enchanted kingdom understand. The pigs and the birds and the owls and all of them ruled over by a wise and powerful lion.
You've had a look at the DVD Kira was watching, ain't you?
Yeah, well, they had some good ideas in there.
Oh, people will know you've pinched him.
All of it to impress the care. Don't you look a picture, Bartleby.
Is it okay to skive off?
It's only loading the dishwasher. Filene Porter's happy to do it. Why not?
Fair enough. So that's you done for the afternoon?
Well, sort of. In an ideal world, I'd go home, but I promised I'd stay for the whole game.
Yeah, me too.
It's a pity. There's so much left to organise for the fete.
Well, there's an empty bench on the other side.
Let's go for it.
What have you still got to do?
Loads. More piling up all the time.
Such as?
Right, well, I can't get hold of the chap who runs the whack-a-mole stall.
Oh, no.
The leads are missing for the PA. The parking arrangements are getting very complicated, and while I'm trying to put all that right, I've still got to run the tea room full time.
Do you have to do everything for the fete yourself?
No, though, in a way, it'd be easier if I did. There's a committee.
That's what I thought.
The hardest part is getting anyone to agree to anything. That's what Linda was so good at.
If Dan and I weren't busy getting ready to go away.
Traitors. Well, you're going to miss it, aren't you?
Afraid so.
Hmm. I'll be the quietest fate ever if I can't sort out the leads. Everything's becoming such a hassle.
Afternoon.
Hiya.
Oh, afternoon, Tony. Pat.
Hello.
Is the little boy with them?
Yes, Henry. Helen's son.
Poor kid. What he must be going through.
Yeah. Hang on, that's...
Keep your eye on it, Dan. Yes!
Nice catch.
Easy. I would so shame him if he dropped it.
Oh, that's cheered Harrison up.
No wonder. Look at the scoreboard.
Oh, it's getting close.
We might not be stuck here as long as we think.
Hey, at least I've had one bit of good news about the fete. Mm-hmm. Ties in perfectly with our Brazilian theme.
What's that?
Alice knows someone who knows someone on the coaching staff at Felpersham City. They've only got their Brazilian central defender to agree to open the fete. Benny Carvalho.
Who?
Oh, God. I don't know what's got into you this afternoon, Bartleby. I really don't.
He don't like having a tatty old pair of wings on his back, that's all.
There's three times he's thrown them off.
You keep on doing it till you let him alone, Dad.
Oh.
He's not comfortable with them.
He looks so good with them all. Well, till he trampled them.
Look, sometimes you just have to bend with the wind. Let's face it, Elf World ain't gonna have a flying horse.
Pity.
It don't matter. We'll soon attract more visitors once word gets round how much there is to see here.
Well, I hope so.
It's a shame he kicked the head off our plaster wizard, though. That was one of our best attractions.
Yeah, I started to think Netherbourne were going to nick it.
Breaking that last partnership was tricky.
What's in the bag, Daddy?
Manners, Henry. I'm talking to your grandfather.
Oh, do let him have it, Rob. He hasn't talked about anything else since you said you had a treat for him.
Well, now maybe one brief look. Now, you're becoming a very good cricketer, aren't you, Henry?
Yes, I am.
Well, this will help you become even better. A brand new bat and ball. Much better than the ones you've got at the moment. So what do you say?
Thank you.
Yeah, now, you can have a look at the bat, but you'll have to wait until Granny and Grandad bring you home later before you can play with them properly.
Oh, that's not a sponge ball, is it?
Oh, no. Only babies play cricket with those. Isn't that right, Henry?
Yes.
No, this is a proper ball for older boys.
Well, you'll have to be careful.
Well, the more realistic the kit, the quicker he'll pick up the skills.
We don't want him hurting himself.
Don't worry, Pat. We won't be doing anything dangerous.
It's a wooden bat and a hard ball.
I promise we'll take it gently. I'm hardly in any condition to go racing around, am I?
No, but if he gets carried away...
We'll keep it simple. No, I only want to bring on his hand-eye coordination.
Oh, careful, Henry. You nearly caught my leg.
Do be careful. No, that's not the proper way to hold a bat, is it?
No.
Remember what we said. Left hand on top. There, now make a V between finger and thumb on both hands. That's it. Now, imagine your granddad's the bowler.
All right.
Now, watch me. Turn sideways on and keep looking at the bowler, just like I'm doing. Yeah. You can see how keen he is to learn, Pat. Yes, that's it.
I'm just like you now, Daddy, aren't I?
Yes. Perfect, Henry. We're like two peas in a pod.
Not another one, Ruth.
I noticed she was swollen at milking.
How many is that? Four?
Five.
Oh, that's a lot of milk to be chucking away.
And profit.
It's ages since we had this much trouble with mastitis.
Pound to a penny, it's flies passing it on.
Yeah.
Can I have the marker, David?
Yeah.
I've never really got on top of the problem this summer. Have you any spare time?
Well, there's a ewe limping I'd like to look at, and I must sort out when Adam's starting on our wheat. Everything else can be rejigged.
Well, how about going through the herd before I take them back out?
Yeah, OK. Let's see if some insecticide does the trick.
Can you manage, Shula?
Oh, just about.
Might be easier getting off.
Oh, done it. Huh. Come on, Victor.
I always forget I walk with the gaiters coming into leaders.
Yeah, it needs rehanging, really.
Let's go.
So, it was quite awkward.
Last night with the Grundys. Ooh, I'll say.
Oh, it can't have been any surprise to them, Caroline.
Oh, it's not that.
Well, like you said, they've known for months.
But now we've had a reasonable offer, well, it makes it feel real, doesn't it?
Oh, dear.
I'm afraid I let Oliver take the lead. He explained there's still some negotiating to go, but it does look promising.
How were they with the news?
Poor Joe stayed very quiet.
Oh. It'll be an awful upheaval. But the sooner the whole thing goes through, the easier for everyone.
Yeah. And I have to admit, the closer we'll be to buying our Italian villa.
Oh.
I promise there'll always be a room for you and Alistair.
That'll be nice.
Has he finished moving back yet?
Oh, no. There's still a lot of equipment in Pennyhasset. He probably won't be finished till the end of the week.
It is dragging on.
Yeah, he tried to keep his diary clear, but he keeps getting called out.
It's only a tree root, Bella.
I said he should take a full week off instead of a couple of days, but he wouldn't listen.
No?
No, he claims we can't afford it. He's lost a couple of clients already working out of Pennyhasset. He can't let any more go.
The business is doing all right, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's been through worse. And Dan's been great helping with the move. Having him home's really brought the house to life again. When he's not out with Dorothy.
I've not seen that much of her. What's she like to get on with?
Oh, super. She's got real energy, just what Dan needs.
Good.
He'd have no use for a stay-at-home girl. They're planning whitewater rafting and windsurfing and all sorts on holiday.
Goodness.
They can't wait to go. Oh, isn't it wonderful being young, Caroline? Not having a care in the world.
Unlike you.
Me? Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm a monkey's uncle, Shula. Come on. I've tried being patient. It doesn't suit me.
What do you mean?
Something's been bothering you for ages. It's time to spit it out.
This was after you picked Ben up from his mitts.
Yeah. We were driving past the green, and there were quite a few kids out. It was Tilly trying to push her cousin into the pond.
That's a surprise.
And then there was Rob and Henry off by themselves, playing cricket.
Whatever else people say about him, he's not a bad father.
Henry looked so serious, though. You know, proper stance, head over the bat. Right, we can let this batch out.
OK.
Go on. I mean, it didn't look like they were having much fun.
I wonder what she wants.
Huh? Oh, hello, fella.
Hiya.
Go through.
Sorry to bother you.
No problem.
Do you remember the fate last year, David? Dunked the vicar?
Yes.
Alan got absolutely soaked.
We want to run it again on Sunday, but I've looked everywhere and I can't find the connecting pin.
Sorry, the what?
Mum says it's a long metal pin on a chain with a sort of catch to it.
Oh, yeah, for the tilting mechanism.
Yeah, it won't work without it.
Oh.
Kenton reckons you took the stall down last year.
That's right, while Ben and I helped Cathy clear the white elephant.
Yeah, but Alistair did most of the work. He packed everything away.
Oh. Well, it all went in the shed at the Bull, except for the connecting pin and sponges.
Oh. Well, I think Alistair's the man you need to talk to. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It was only a long shot. Thanks anyway.
Jill says the committee's had one or two challenges since Linda resigned. If one of the stalls has gone missing?
The whack-a-mole.
What? It's one of my favourites.
Well, we think the guy in Gleeblands who usually runs it has moved. Taking it with him. Susan says he hasn't gone far, and he's a big pal of Derek and Pat Fletcher.
Oh, well, that's not too bad then. Well,
only I can't contact them. They've gone to the Algarve for a fortnight.
Oh, right.
That's nice for them.
Even nicer for the village.
David. Mind, it's not all bad news. We've managed to get a local Brazilian celebrity to lead the Olympic torch procession for the opening ceremony.
Oh, who's that?
Only Benny Carvalho.
Who?
Go on. No, not that way.
On her hand, Tom.
Oh, please. Now, her tag's come out and she's antsy about going in the trailer for retagging.
Have you got a board?
Yeah, but with the two of us and pig nuts.
Well, let's give it a go. Well,
if you walk round that side.
Okay.
That's it. It's no good turning away now, is it?
She's going.
Lots of lovely food for you. Go on.
Up the hurdle across.
Please, after I've got in.
That do you? Oh,
perfect, Adam. You couldn't have timed it better.
Well, I hadn't planned on pig wrangling. I was hoping to catch Johnny.
Oh, yeah? Oh, he's grain hauling for you tomorrow, isn't he?
Yep, and I wanted to see if you'd thought further about applying for a Nuffield scholarship.
Oh, there. That's you finished.
Hey, I know you're hungry, Bella. You're not having anything till you've cooled down.
I hope I didn't spoil the ride too much.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I wasn't the most cheerful of companions.
I'm not worried about cheerful. I'm worried about you.
There's no need to be.
I think you're being terribly hard on yourself about this thing with the hunt, sir.
No, I'm not. Have you got a minute?
Yeah, as much time as you like.
Perhaps if we go in the tack room.
I'm going to put these in anyway.
That's if no one's in here.
Right.
Oh, no, we're all right.
I know we talked about it at the time, Shula.
Yes, and I remember how shocked you were. I've been thinking about it ever since Helen was arrested. If I'd acted differently, then...
Oh, it wasn't your fault. Rob attacked the Sap. You didn't egg him on. You had no part of it.
I saw what he did.
Yes, but it was over in a moment. There was nothing you could do.
Oh,
Caroline. I lied to the police about it. Well, you had a very difficult decision to make.
And I made the wrong one. In my heart, I knew that, and I still kept quiet.
I know how upset you were. You didn't do it lightly.
Well, once Rob had calmed down, I thought, I expected he'd be mortified by what he'd done. But he wasn't. Not at all.
Well, no.
I've never seen anyone so self-righteous. When I confronted him, he wasn't at fault. The Sab had asked for it. It was chilling.
Yeah, must have been.
If only I'd piped up then, to the police or Helen. Oh,
everything's different with hindsight.
I was too worried about protecting the hunt. We'd had the accidental kill, then this with the Sab. But none of that should have mattered.
Yes, but that's not the only reason you kept quiet. You said you wanted to protect Helen.
Oh, doesn't that look stupid now?
No. You couldn't know how things were going to work out.
They might have gone a great deal better if I hadn't kept my mouth shut.
You didn't want to hurt her. It could have been a flash in the pan. A one-off mistake by her boyfriend.
Oh, if I told her then, none of this might have happened.
Yes, there are 101 things we all might have done differently looking back.
I saw something in Rob no one else did. I had the chance to do something about it, and instead, I just closed my eyes to it.
Hello?
Oh, Fallon.
Oh, I don't want to be a nuisance, but Joanne said you'd nipped in here, Sheila. Afternoon, Caroline.
Hi, Fallon.
You didn't just hear us having a good old moan, did you?
I didn't hear anything. I was too busy trying to stop one of your horses nibbling my hair.
Uh-uh, that'll be Bella.
I thought Alistair would be around. I can't find him anywhere.
Oh, no, he's been called out to Loxley Norton.
Oh. I texted about coming over.
Oh, he should have let you know he was going out.
Well, it was only a maybe if I'm passing sort of thing. About Dunk the Vicar.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't help. I don't know anything about it.
Oh, well, never mind.
How's fate shaping up?
Still plenty to iron out, but at least we've got a celebrity to open it now.
Oh, who's that?
Well, he's quite famous, though I'm not sure that you two will have heard of him.
Try and keep the tag in longer this time.
Are we putting the ramp away?
Oh, please. You're obviously a lot more than just interested, Tom.
Well?
If you've actually downloaded a form.
It was the easiest way to see what's involved.
It hasn't put you off?
Oh, not at all. I've even started drafting one or two answers.
Uh-huh.
Trying to come up with a working title for my project, explaining why I've chosen it, how it's relevant to the wider farming community.
It sounds like you've done all the hard work.
I didn't bother putting in the personal stuff, past experiences or references. I just treated it like an exercise.
Uh-huh.
To help me focus on what I'd want out of a scholarship, if I ever did one. I mean, where to go, how to find out what the best foreign producers are doing. There's a whole lot of organic baby food out there.
Mm. Well, if you've done all that, why not finish it and send it in anyway?
The deadline is Sunday.
Oh, so?
If it was just me, I'd love to, Adam, but I can't justify leaving the farm at the moment.
I suppose it'd be pretty difficult.
Mm. Although I wouldn't be disappearing for months on end. A few shorter trips would do the job, a few weeks at a time.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, but even if my application isn't binned, you have to keep days free in October for interview, and there are conferences later in the year. I'd love to, but it's just not on. Not now.
Well, if you do change your mind, or decide to have a go next year...
Maybe.
Justin says he'd be happy to offer some sponsorship. It would have to go through the Nuffield farming people, of course.
Justin? How does he know about it?
Well, Brian had a chat with him, bigging you up after our trip to Worcestershire last week.
Wow.
Yeah, I know things didn't always run smoothly when you and Brian were in business together.
No, they didn't.
He's always said you have plenty of talent and potential, though.
Well, that's good of him.
So, if anything changes, you've got some real heavyweights behind you. And me.
Cheers, Adam. If everyone thinks it's such a good idea, maybe I should take another look.
There'd be no harm in it.
Except the way things are here. When's the right time to even mention it to Mum and Dad?
All right, Josh.
Hiya. You and me this morning, is it?
All in grin. Yep. Once Adam gets here.
Where is he?
On his way back from the farm supplies.
Oh, brilliant.
Getting a new load bar, I think.
I thought I was going to be late.
Nope.
It was my turn to see to the hens. Me and the Fairbrothers have worked out a pretty tight rota.
How's it going?
Anyone buying your pricey eggs yet?
Quite a few, thanks, Johnny.
I'm only teasing. I think they're a good idea.
Oh, I needn't have rushed.
He'll be here in a few minutes. He said to wait by the combine. Asked me to pick up the key so he don't have to go back to the house.
Have you decided yet?
Hmm?
About next Monday.
Oh.
You've got to do something spectacular for your 18th.
Well, I'm up to Leeds at the weekend, seeing my mum and Eamon.
Are you here for the day itself?
Oh, yeah, working with Jazz. And I'll probably go for a drink in the Bull or something.
Well, that isn't very spectacular.
I'm looking forward to it. Can't get asked about my age, can I?
I'll try and look in.
Oh, yeah, you've got to.
Maybe Kenton will sing happy birthday to you in Portuguese.
You what?
Haven't you been in lately? The whole pub started going Brazilian. Flags, posters of Rio. Oh, yeah, and Kenton's holding an Olympic quiz next week.
Oh, no.
Just before the games start.
I asked Tom if he'd be up for it last night. Him, me and Jazz making a team. Maybe this lasts from college.
Oh, OK.
He were miles away. Took ages before he even looked up from his tablet.
Well, I guess he's got a lot on his plate at Bridge Farm.
Oh, yeah, loads. That's why I reckon the night off would do him good.
So who's this girl you want in your team?
Well, it's no one special. It's Songe. It's just a mate.
Sure.
Oh, she is. We sort of egg each other on at college. She's always full of big plans for the future. Having her own farm one day.
Oh, any place for you on it?
Give over.
I'm only asking.
I don't know what I'll do when I finish college. If there's not enough work for me at Gran and Grandad's, I'll have to look around.
Whatever you do, don't end up just being a tractor driver. There's no future in it.
I know. It's all going robotic, isn't it?
Farming's going to be amazing in a few years' time.
We'll be running combines, trailers and balers from a desk.
Is this... Oh, no. Come on, Adam.
I'm so sorry, Anna.
It doesn't matter. It's very good of you to see me at all.
That'll be 2 minutes.
You take as long as you like, Ian.
Bailey always panics if something goes wrong in the kitchen when I'm not around.
I'm quite happy waiting in here. Go ahead and take the call.
Cheers. Listen, when you say the char grill has exploded, what do you actually mean?
Oh, isn't that adorable?
Salieri looks quite nervous.
Oh, don't be silly, they're the best of friends. Have you got your phone, Robert?
Well, we have got one or two photos of Scruff with the llamas.
Well, the expression on his face... Oh, never mind.
Salieri's off to see his mum.
What a missed opportunity.
There'll be plenty more, Lindy. Walking around the paddock seems to suit Scruff these days.
Oh, yes.
Much more than dragging him off to the woods. Doesn't it, boy?
Let's press on. Twice round's a reasonable amount of exercise for him.
And me.
So where's Dan taking his girlfriend?
Split, in Croatia.
Oh, what a marvellous choice.
They seemed pretty excited about it when I saw them in the shop.
I expect they've been drawn by Diocletian's palace. Mm. One of the finest remaining wonders of the Roman world, Robert. To walk in the shadow of its walls is to breathe in imperial history.
I suspect they may have one or two other priorities.
Come on, Scruffy.
I'm sure they'll take a look.
That's it. Good boy.
Are you still going to the library when we've had our walk?
I don't know. I have so much to cram in today.
I didn't realise you were that busy.
Oh, yes. I've been saving the deadheading and weeding for my day off.
The garden's not in bad shape.
Well, the geraniums are starting to look very distressed. The spice rack needs a complete rethink. And I promised myself I'd find out more about the Borchester Jigsaw Club.
I didn't know there was one.
Oh, yes. Jigsaws are very now. I read that even the Queen's a member of one.
I don't think I've ever seen you do a jigsaw.
I used to love them as a child.
Except that teddy bear one we once gave Oscar. And that was only 4 pieces.
I want to see if I still enjoy the challenge. And to celebrate my new freedom.
Ah.
Oh, yes. Too long. Summers have been one long round of duty. Rehearsing the dancing for May Day. Virtually running the fates single-handed. It's been work, committee meetings, and work again. Now, at last, I've some time for myself.
What have you got there, Scruff?
Time to try new hobbies. Plan proper holidays. I'd love to see Diocletian's palace myself one day.
No.
Oh, what's he found?
Just... Leave it alone, Scruff.
Oh, no, don't roll it. Come to Mummy.
That's it. Good boy. I'm gonna need a wash.
It's wonderfully liberating. We can do whatever we please. How about going to Glyndebourne? We'd certainly get more out of the marriage of Figaro than Lillian.
She's going to Figaro?
Yes.
I didn't know she was an opera buff.
She isn't. It's some kind of business jolly. For Amside or Damara, maybe. She wasn't very clear about it, but if she can see Mozart, why can't we?
Well, it's a lovely idea, Lindy. But unfortunately, while we may have some more spare time...
You don't have any more spare money?
Well, I'm not doing too badly, but perhaps a middle course between Jigsaw's and Diocletian's palace?
Well, it was only a suggestion. Something nice to do.
If you're feeling at a loose end now you're not doing the fete, I'm sure we can manage the odd day out.
Well, it's quite all right, Robert. I don't need occupying. I can't think of a nicer way to spend my time off than a walk in the sunshine with my wonderful dog and husband, of course.
Good. As long as you're not starting to get restless.
What's it matter?
Go on.
Well, light brown hair, short, but not too short.
I knew it.
What?
Your usual type.
I haven't got a type. Sonj is just a mate.
Johnny, any time you say you like a girl, it turns out she's a brunette.
Rubbish.
It's okay, everyone's the same. You like brunettes, I'm into long blonde hair. Toby goes for anything with a pulse and no judgment.
Don't start talking about types. If you ever meet Sonj...
I won't. Oh, come on, Adam. Where's he got to?
I'll message again if you like.
Don't bother. Have you ever been in the cab?
No. I've been in the combine at college and one on a farm trip to Paxley. I've never been in anything this big, though.
Come on, then.
Hey, give me the key back.
Let's have a look first.
We can't.
Why not?
Adam didn't say we were to get in.
He won't mind. We're getting out of the wind.
There ain't any wind.
Don't be a wuss. Come on.
All right. As long as we don't touch anything, I don't want to lose the trailer work. I need the money.
Can you squeeze past?
Oh, right. So you're in the driver's seat.
Of course. Cool, isn't it?
Oh, it's massive.
Let's see what he's stocked up with.
Leave the fridge alone.
I'm going to. It's only water.
We mustn't muck about with anything.
Look at the screen. When the combine's running, you get everything you want up there. Grain quantity, moisture content.
Oh, no.
Field position accurate to 20 mil.
It's brilliant. Much better than the one in Paxley.
Want to fire her up?
Josh.
Look, I stand up. Turn the key. Oh, no! Nothing's happening. I've broken it.
Yeah, right.
You know about that?
Of course I do. It's basic safety. Engine won't run if you're not sitting down.
That's right.
One of my tutor's uncles lost an arm cleaning a straw blockage on a combine.
Oh, nasty. So let's do it the right way.
No.
It's no big deal.
Yes, it is.
We're only getting a feel for it.
Try telling Adam. He's pulling in now.
What? Oh, hell. Do you think he noticed?
Have you managed to resolve the crisis at Grey Gables?
I've suggested a workaround. I might have to look in later.
Well, I won't hold you up. I simply wondered if you'd had the chance to mull over what I suggested.
I'm still surprised you rang at all. I wasn't expecting to hear anything from Helen.
She was fully in favour of making contact. She describes you as a very good friend, Ian.
Well, we were. For a long time. Till Rob came into the equation.
She seemed to suggest that's when things changed.
Yeah.
May I ask how?
She pulled back. She wasn't so interested in her friends anymore. Well, I mean, not me, anyway. I don't know. I mean, that always happens to some extent when you get a new partner, but just we lost the whole friendship.
I gather it happened quite quickly.
Yeah. I mean, it started off just a bit awkward, but then we had a huge falling out over... It was just something that's not really relevant.
No, that's fine. I don't need to know.
I was mad with her. That was it.
What a pity.
That we couldn't undo what we'd done. It was too important. But I wish we'd find a way round somehow. I mean, the friendship meant an awful lot to me.
Oh, and to Helen, I believe.
When she was arrested, I felt helpless. I wanted to reach out, except I thought maybe I was the last person she wanted to hear from.
And that's why you didn't get in touch?
Well, we sent a card and some flowers when she had the baby, me and my husband, Adam. And when we didn't hear anything back, I thought, okay, well, that's that door closed for good.
So it was a surprise when I asked if you were willing to be a character witness.
I couldn't believe it. Does she seriously want me?
She told me you're a very good man, Ian. one of the dearest friends she's ever had.
She said that?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. And there's me, sitting doing nothing while she's going through hell.
Will you consider being a witness?
I don't have to consider, Anna. I'll do it. Whatever, whenever.
You're sure?
Certain. And when you tell Helen, will you give her my love as well? And tell her I think about her an awful lot?
Well, why not tell her yourself? You could send her a letter.
What, do you think she'd want to hear from me?
I'm sure she'd love to, Ian.
Oh, Robert.
I saw you taking a break from weeding. I thought you might appreciate a glass of homemade lemonade.
That's so thoughtful of you.
You haven't tweaked your shoulder again.
No.
Normally you keep going for much longer.
Oh, I'm not in a gardening mood after all.
No?
I may put the spice rack off as well. I can't quite settle to anything today.
It occurred to me, now Mike isn't the tree warden anymore, perhaps you could step forward.
No, thank you.
You're very knowledgeable about trees.
Well, it's a kind thought, Robert. But I'm not looking for anything else to do. I'm perfectly content sipping lemonade in the sun with Scruff snoozing on the resurgam stone for company.
That's all right, then.
Such a wonderful contrast to all the harem scarum running around I'd be doing if I was still involved in the fate, with only 5 days to go.
Kathy says someone from Felpersham City is going to open it.
A footballer?
Yes, a chap called Benny Carvalho.
Never heard of him, have you?
Not sure I have.
Well, that's hardly going to bring a crowd in, is it? He's no Kirsty Allsop.
Some people like football.
I've heard disturbing rumours about the whack-a-mole as well.
Oh, no, that's one of my favourites.
Now this. Of course, it's no longer my role to care, but from an outsider's point of view, you might be forgiven for thinking rank inexperience is steering this year's Ambridge fate straight towards disaster.
Oh, no! No! It's pretty bad, I'm afraid. That's why I went straight to the bungalow, to get you up, Rex.
Two more dead ones.
Yeah, I finished them off, soon as I came in the field. There was no saving them.
Oh, the caravan isn't shut.
Afraid not. I checked your mobile in-house and all. Both left open.
I don't understand, Eddie.
It's the gap in the netting. Look, you might as well have put a welcome sign up for the fox.
See, it should all have been closed. Oh, no. Now, surely he can't have...
Lucky I saw anything. I was only passing on my way to the boot sale in Pennyasset. Spotted one of your birds on top of the edge.
A bloody idiot!
Look, who was meant to be seeing to him?
Oh, guess.
Oh, well, I'm surprised Toby didn't come out with you now.
No, he's not in the bungalow. He didn't come home last night. Oh, that is awful.
Yeah.
Oh.
The birds that got out were the lucky ones.
Hey, David's got a shotgun. The fox might still be around.
He's long gone. You need to worry about the live ones and them that need seeing off.
No, I'm going to text Toby and then I'm going to throttle him.
When you count them, it might not be quite as bad as you think.
No. 7 or 8 dead inside, 6 more out here. And I haven't even looked in the eggmobile.
There's quite a few moving round at the top of the field, and you don't know how many leaked out the gap until you round them up.
Oh, that's what we're doing now. I've told Toby, wherever he is, to get his backside straight down here.
You'll have to look right along the road.
Oh, I need to let Josh know as well.
I'd probably have ignored just the one bird, to be honest with you. I wanted to set me stall up in good time. But when 2 more came through the edge, I thought, I'd better stop and take a look.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie.
I don't need thanking for this sort of news. I know how horrible it is.
Oh, still alive. Poor thing.
Yeah, there's likely to be a few the fox just played with. Want me to show you the best way to put them out of their misery?
Oh, this is above and beyond, Ian.
Well, I'm not sure making scrambled eggs really counts as heroism.
This early it does.
But why have you got to be up now anyway? It's too dewy for combining.
Oh, I want to finish fixing the weigh cage.
Ah, okay.
Mm. Brian's choosing the next batch of ewes for the abattoir this afternoon. Want me to butter the toast?
No, I do not, Adam. You're the only person I know who always demolishes toast with a butter knife.
I'll carry on doing nothing, then.
Yeah, probably safest.
I thought you'd want to lie in, if you're not on till this afternoon.
Well, I've just got a few bits and pieces to get out of the way this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I want to make sure you eat something decent before you start. Is it going to be another marathon?
Well, if the weather holds. There's a lot of estate wheat to get in.
Take something sensible for lunch this time.
I will.
Don't come back pockets full of sweetie wrappers again.
Hey, that was a one-off, Ian. I needed a sugar boost after giving Josh and Johnny a rollicking.
There you go.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, I completely lost it with them.
Oh, I don't know. You leave two 18-year-old lads with a fantastic piece of kit and they aren't singing hymns and rattling a tambourine when you get back.
Yeah, you're right. But they could have done so much damage. Oh, aren't you having anything?
No, just coffee. You ready for porn?
Oh, please. I feel bad you've only made this for me.
No, I'm saving my appetite for brunch with Rory.
Oh, that's right.
I promised him a kickabout before I go to work. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
He wants to practice penalties.
Hmm. That's the downside of boarding school, not having your friends round you during the holidays.
Well, he does pretty well. Oh, hey, did I tell you Linda went off in one last night?
No.
Yeah, what's Ambridge coming to? Having a footballer open the fate?
Quite right, Linda. Especially one from Felpisham City.
Well, no, watch it. We were a big team once. We will be again. Someday.
Dream on. Mm. This is delicious.
Good.
Oh, I hope Josh has got the message. He's back on trailers. He won't get another chance if he fools round again.
Oh, come on. I mean, Josh is sparky, but he's no idiot.
I told him. He'll have to knuckle down when he goes to university.
Well, maybe he's one of these who's better off going later, when he's more mature.
Possibly.
Heard any more from Tom about the Nuffield scholarship?
Well, I've texted a couple of times. He hasn't said anything to Pat and Tony yet. He's still in two minds.
Pity he didn't think of it sooner.
Yeah. Sunday's a tight deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So, apart from meeting up with Rory, what else have you got on this morning?
Picking up the dry cleaning, maybe going in early to see where we are with the char grill.
Mm-hmm. I hope Bailey hasn't destroyed it.
Yeah, I doubt it. And if I get a chance, I want to jot down a few ideas for a letter to Helen.
That's great you're going to be a character witness.
I was delighted to be asked. The letter's something else.
Why? You're good at that sort of thing.
Not this time. We fell out so badly, I don't even know where to start.
Oh, it's even worse than I thought.
You've seen where the fox got in, Josh?
Yeah.
He's had a good go everywhere.
How many have we lost?
So far, we've heaped up nearly 30.
That don't take account of the ones we ain't found yet.
Oh, yeah. There are still plenty missing.
It's a total disaster. What was that idiot thinking of last night?
Anything but hens. It's this new woman of his.
What woman in her right mind wants to hang around with an imbecile like Toby?
No, right, lads, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, you get off, Eddie.
Cheers. Though I doubt I'll get to much of a spot now.
It was very good of you to stop.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie.
It broke my heart having to tell you. I know exactly what losing stock means when you're just starting out.
This is going to knock the business sideways.
And then some.
Well, you got me sympathies. My Edward's taking delivery of his first dozen Texels next week. Well, anything goes wrong with them, it's finished before he started.
Yeah.
Any road. If you find any more injured, remember what I showed you, Rex. Firm hold, sharp tug down.
I will.
See ya.
Bye.
I'll deal with the wounded ones.
No, we both can. Though, by rights, we should leave them to Toby.
If he ever shows up.
He'd better.
Do you want to take the road and I'll take the hedge line?
Can do.
If we don't move fast, we'll lose the strays.
Oh, here we go.
Finally, he gets here.
About time.
I know he's your brother, but I'm going to tell him exactly what I think.
Get in the queue, Josh. I've been doing this all my life.
Your call.
Come and look, Toby. Have a look at what you've done. See the heap of dead birds?
Oh, God.
That's only part of it.
What the hell were you thinking?
I am so, so sorry.
Were you smashed out of your mind? Or just too loved up to care?
Oh, this is all my fault.
Too right it is.
If you'd taken your turn, locking them in...
Like you agreed.
You'd have seen where the netting was down.
It was really stupid of me.
I can think of some much better words.
Guys, I am so, so sorry.
Stop saying that, will you?
We've got to find the rest of the strays, Toby. The self-pity will just have to wait.
But your keys are here, Adam.
Oh, thanks.
So what do you think?
Well, you're definitely on the right lines.
But
I understand why you want to explain about not getting back in touch sooner. I'm just not convinced you need to go there now.
I want to clear the air between us.
I'm sure you get a chance later. This is simply opening a dialogue.
Well, it's important to get off on the right foot, Helen. I don't want any barriers between us.
All the same, if I were you, I'd keep it simple. Ask her about her and Jack. Give a few snippets about life here.
Well, I've got to do a bit more than that.
As long as you don't focus on what she might see as her past mistakes.
Well, of course I won't.
Well, she might take it that way if you hark back too much. She must have an awful lot of time for brooding.
I don't know. This is only making me even more confused.
I'm sorry. I suppose it's because I never fully understood... Well, what happened between you and Helen? It was all because you got on so badly with Rob.
Well, Rob was at the root of it for sure. I clocked him for a nasty piece of work from the start.
Yeah, you made that clear, thumping him at the rough and tumble.
Yeah, he knew I didn't trust him before that. That's why he was so keen to put a big gap between me and Helen.
And somehow he managed it.
Yeah. Rob's an absolute master at making people suspicious of each other, Adam, whether there's any reason for the mistrust or not.
No more between here and Marnie's.
That's at least three still unaccounted for.
Most likely lost.
Yep.
Have we got a total?
50 birds dead or missing.
Oh, that's terrible.
All because you couldn't be bothered to do one simple little job.
I feel awful about it.
You still haven't said where you were last night.
You're right with a woman, but there's no need to drag her into it.
You just don't understand, do you?
Fair enough. I've been a complete idiot. I know this is entirely my fault.
A great chunk of the flock gone. We were selling the full output, so we got to shave, what, 20% off our orders?
Worse than that, Rex. The laying patterns will go completely haywire. The ones left are in shock.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be at least another 5 or 10% shortfall.
We have to contact customers straight away. See if there's any leeway with the orders.
I can't do any of that now.
No, it's all right. I'll make a start.
I've got to get to the estate. Excuse me.
Sure.
Adam will go mad if I'm late for grain hauling.
I don't know how I'm going to tell people like Morgan and Minster. We've just trashed our own business.
Well, it doesn't have to be that bad. Wait a second.
I need to get going.
If we can get more hens quickly, point of lay, we'll cover the shortfall. Some of it, anyway.
Well, how are we supposed to magic that up?
What about using some of your free-range birds, Josh?
What?
I meant the money, Toby. Where's that coming from?
I'll pay.
Oh, of course you will.
I swear I will. This is my mess. I'm going to clear it up.
You haven't got any money.
I can't just hand them over as a favour.
I'll find the cash for them.
If you guys had any, I would have let you buy into the free-range business already, but you don't.
I'll get it.
How?
A loan.
Oh, yeah. The banks are going to love you.
From friends, family.
We're in enough debt.
A personal loan, purely my responsibility.
Even if you do, you'll have to pay full market price. I can't let them go for less.
That's fine. Let's do it.
Hey! It's not just your decision, Toby.
It's worth paying. Josh's birds are only up the road. We could have them today or tomorrow.
And only once they're paid for.
I'll get the money, I promise. I'm going to put this right. Oh,
shut up, Toby.
I mean it.
It's going to be such a struggle, trying not to go under anyway. Maybe Josh and I'd be better off going it alone.
Oh, you're not still struggling with that blessed trough, are you?
I thought you were long gone, Susan.
Oh, I was putting my jacket on when Tracy phoned.
Oh.
She'd seen Jean Harvey giving Sabrina a right mouthful by the village hall.
Look, hadn't you better get your skates on? You don't want to be late, do you?
Oh, I'm in plenty of time, Neil. Though what good Fallon thinks an emergency meeting will do this close to the fete, I don't know.
It's a pity we can't get anyone better than Benny Carvalho to open it.
Not you as well.
Well, I'm sure he's a nice chap, but who's ever heard of him?
Well, actually, he proved very popular with the Felpersham fans last season.
That says maybe.
After a tricky start, he soon established himself as a fearless central defender with a good right foot.
Aye.
And though he doesn't break forward as much as his manager would like, at set pieces, his towering presence in the opposition box provides real goal threats.
Have you been having an affair with Gary Lineker or something?
Barry was doing a shift in the shop.
Oh,
I think there's only him and Ian looking forward to seeing Benny at the fete. Mention him to anyone else, they go blank.
No, no one there.
Oh, I told you.
Well, they must have been knocking next door. Do you think we should go back inside, Alice?
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, I don't want anyone to turn up and we don't hear them.
Oh, how big do you think your back garden is, Fallon?
Yeah, okay.
But if someone comes to the front door, we'll know.
I just hope that by now...
Well, we know Alan can't make it, nor Jill.
Well, I couldn't ask her to cancel the hairdresser at such short notice.
So it's only Kenton and Susan we're waiting for?
Kenton texted he's running late.
Oh.
I thought Susan would be here a quarter of an hour ago.
Oh, go on, let's stay out. I've been stuck in front of a screen all day. Work are trying to get their money's worth out of me before I leave.
Yeah, all right. So, Kate's first clients gave her rave reviews.
Oh, glowing. Put them straight online.
Well, that's what you need.
They love the way she's done up the Yurts.
Mm-hmm.
But she's still nervous about tomorrow, the start of her first meditation weekend.
Oh.
So's Dad. He's practically nailing everything down in the house.
Why?
Well, Kate hasn't quite finished kitting the Yurts out, so if she sees something she likes...
Well, she's a magpie.
Oh, yes. Poor old Dad. There's Kate to cope with, and Mum telling him off for being such a dinosaur.
What's he done now?
Oh, he noticed Auntie Lillian's been much happier lately. Being Dad, he assumes she must have a new man stashed away somewhere.
Why do they always think we're really interested in men and shopping?
Don't worry. Me and Mum soon put him straight.
Good.
Oh, hello. We're round here in the garden.
Oh.
Hello, Susan.
I told you we'd hear.
Good. Right, the three of us can make a start.
Oh, it's a lovely idea, sitting outside.
Yeah, we thought so.
Sorry if I'm a few minutes late.
That's all right.
I left in good time, only I ran into Ruth on the way. Oh. Is this chair free?
Yes. Now, there's four main areas of the fete that we need to look at.
She said a fox got into the Fairbrothers' ends the other night. Killed dozens of them.
Oh, no.
She was a bit coy about who was to blame, but reading between the lines, it's all Toby's fault.
Oh.
Looks like Josh and Rex are going to kick him out of the business.
They've only just got going, really.
Well, if Toby can't be relied on...
If we could look at the four main problem areas.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry, Fallon.
That's all right.
But you know, Ruth, once she got started, I thought I'd never get away.
Go on. Yes, I know it's not your usual pen.
Neil?
Oh, Lord.
Have I got the wrong time?
No, no, not at all. It's me. I lost track.
I can come back later.
No, no need, Anna, if you don't mind just holding on for a few minutes.
Not at all.
I'd plan to have gone in by now, made myself presentable.
That doesn't matter.
First I had trouble with a float arm, and then I noticed one of the sows scouring. I ought to take a quick look at her, really.
Oh, please, go ahead.
Look, to be honest, I could save you the wait and give you my answer now.
You've made a decision.
Well, I thought about what you said when you rang and... Oh, I'm sorry, Anna. I don't think I'm the right person to be a character witness for Helen.
Oh.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've always liked her. I certainly don't wish her any harm, but... We've never been particularly close.
Well, that's one of the reasons we thought you might be a good choice.
Is it?
Helen's already got one good friend speaking up for her. It would be very helpful to have a more objective view as well.
Oh.
And as chair of the parish council, you do have considerable standing and weight in the community.
Well, I don't know about that.
I understand you've known Helen all her life.
Pretty much, yes.
And generally have a... positive image of her.
Oh, yeah, she's always seemed a very pleasant and thoughtful girl, but young woman.
My concern is that may not emerge in court. Hmm? The prosecution will be doing everything they can to highlight any aspects of her character that will strengthen their case.
Oh, yes.
That's their job, which may lead to an unfair picture emerging, where Helen is seen as always having had aggressive tendencies.
Oh, no, she was never like that. Well, not to my knowledge.
Oh, the jury may never find out what she's really like. if the people who know her don't speak up. I don't want to press you into something you don't want to do, Neil.
I'm not saying yes or no, Anna, but... look, if you don't mind hanging on...
Not at all.
We could go in the house and talk when I've finished.
I thought Maurice knows
it. He does.
Maurice knows the whack-a-mole guy?
Yes.
I told you he did.
He can't stand him, though.
Oh.
He says he's duller than a long weekend in Darrington. Oh. That's why he didn't bother keeping the new address.
So no one knows how to get hold of him?
Except the Fletchers, like I said. And they're not going to be back in time.
Oh, it'll leave such a big gap.
We can't give up on it yet. No, well, there's still a question mark over Dunk the Vicar.
Have we got any further with parking?
No, it's a complete nightmare. There's only so many cars will fit in at the Bull.
Well, usually we ask residents on the Green, Manorfield Close and Gleeblins to park off road so there's room for strangers.
I know, but I didn't get a chance to go round till yesterday.
Then there's the Brand Tub.
Oh, don't remind me.
What's that? I asked Jean Harvey to run it.
When I'd already penciled in Sabrina, which I admit I shouldn't have done. It was your responsibility.
No, we should have liaised better.
So we offered Jean guess how many jelly babies instead.
You didn't.
I thought it'd be ideal for her. Once you've put the jar out, there's no moving around, nothing to do except hand out a pencil once in a while.
Well, that's why you save it for your oldest, most infirm volunteer.
Jean was so insulted.
I don't suppose you could talk her down,
oh,
Susan.
Oh, goodness, it's at the time. Neil will be wondering what's happened to his tea. You'll have to excuse me. This has all been very useful.
We need someone to do the jelly babies. You don't fancy speaking to Jean?
Oh, well, not really. I mean, what would I say, Fallon? Guess how many jelly babies is only a sideshow. Concentrate on the parking. If that goes wrong, so does everything else.
That's what I'm afraid of. Oh,
parking's so difficult to organise.
I guess you have to be ruthless with residents. Refuse to take no for an answer.
That's right. And there's really only one person in Ambridge who knows how to do that properly.
It's no good asking me to speak badly about Rob.
I'm not.
Others may take a different view, but I've always got on well with him.
You won't be expected to say anything about Mr. Titchener.
And I was nowhere near Blossom Hill that night, so I've no idea what happened.
You won't be asked about that either, Neil. You'd simply be there to give your honest opinion of Helen's character.
I was thinking about her while I was getting cleaned up, trying to remember the first time I saw her.
Can you?
Well, not the exact first time. I knew there was trouble with her hip when she was born. I didn't take much notice of babies then. I was too busy courting myself. What does come back is when she was a toddler. She had an older brother. Do you remember John?
Not very clearly.
Well, you'd have thought Helen was John's shadow. Followed him everywhere if she could. You'd call at the farm or see the family out on the green and John would be charging on, but not far behind. Ellen would be tottering after him, watching what he was doing with great big eyes, always trying to copy. She absolutely worshipped him. Heaven knows what she went through later.
When he was killed?
I can't help wondering if that's where most of her troubles come from. I never talked much to her about John. We weren't on those sort of terms, but her face sort of changed overnight. You could see the pain etched in. But somehow, she kept going, helped her family pull through. That took guts. Never made a show of it, either.
What's that?
The year after they lost John, she won an award at college. Didn't tell Pat and Tony till the day itself, because she thought they had enough to worry about elsewhere. It ended up with them racing off to see her at the last minute. Too modest for her own good sometimes.
She does seem very thoughtful.
Yeah, she is. And she's a loving mother to Henry, as far as I can tell. A far cry from the monster that some of the papers were trying to make out.
I wonder how fair an impression the jury'll get.
Yeah. All right. I'll do it.
Oh, Neil, you mustn't feel obliged.
Oh, I don't know. No. But you're right. It's only fair the jury hears the best of her, as well as the worst.
Oh, that really is very good of you. And you're happy for me to tell Helen you've agreed?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't want to raise her hopes and then...
If I say I'll do something, I'll do it.
Sorry I'm late, Neil.
Oh,
I won't hold you up anymore.
Where are you?
I'm in here. Look, you don't have to rush off.
I've a meeting back in Birmingham.
Oh, I'd have got home sooner, only I ran into Justin Elliott. We'll be discussing Mozart.
I'll be in touch.
He's off to the opera with some business friends. Oh! Oh, you should have said we had a guest.
Do excuse me, I have to go now.
Oh, well...
Thank you very much, Neil.
Well, look, I'll show you out.
No, no need. I've taken up enough of your time. Oh. Bye. Oh,
yes, bye. Neil?
Hmm?
What's she doing here? Why is she thanking you?
Well, I've agreed to speak for Helen in court.
What?
To make sure the jury gets a balanced impression of her.
What's that got to do with us?
I've known her a long time, Susan.
So have I. So have a lot of people. That doesn't change the facts, does it? There's a hero walking round Umbridge with terrible injuries and she's the woman responsible.
I only want to be fair to her and to Pat and Tony. They've been good to us over the years.
There's fairness and there's taking leave of your senses.
What?
You've turned Rob against us, let alone most of the cricket team and half the village. Don't forget, Neil, I have to get on with everybody as postmistress.
I'm only doing what's right.
I'm telling you, Neil, if you go ahead, you're making a big mistake. And it won't be long before you wish you'd listened to me.
The buyer almost bit my ear off.
No worries. I'll call the rest, bro.
There isn't any rest, Toby. I've rung all our customers.
Oh.
Nice.
Afternoon, Josh.
Corporate headquarters for upper-class eggs. The machine shed.
Well, I'd have suggested the bungalow if Bert had been out.
Doesn't matter.
But we don't want everyone knowing we're in trouble.
No.
Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, some of us take our responsibilities seriously, Toby. We'll have to be quick. I promised Adam I'd be back at 5:30.
It won't take that long. I'm afraid it's not great news.
It's not all bad, Rex. We're getting a great response to my drone video. Hundreds of views.
That's no use if we can't meet our orders.
That's the other thing. I'll have money for the replacements by this evening.
Will you?
I've only just sorted it. Well, it's almost sorted.
Almost?
How?
Dad said he'll put some in my personal account this afternoon. Tomorrow at the latest.
You've gone begging to Dad?
Only for a short-term loan. I've told him I'll pay him back as soon as I can.
Oh, like he's never heard that before.
That's the good news. We've only been going a few months and already we need your family to prop us up.
Well, we may not have any choice.
No, not if Toby stays in. And no offence, mate, but you both know what I think about that.
Look, whatever we do, Josh, we're going to have to make tough choices about customers.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Even if we buy some of your birds, there's going to be a significant shortfall.
Yeah, a lot of the survivors aren't laying properly.
Which we knew was going to happen. How far down are we?
I've had to suggest an immediate 20% cut in everyone's orders.
How have they taken it?
Well, that's the thing.
Oh, that's so good of him.
Anna thought we'd like to know.
I can't imagine anyone better to have as a character witness.
No.
Neil's not showy, but he's got a real authority about it.
It's very decent of him to agree.
Does Helen know?
Anna passed the news on last night.
That should lift her spirits.
Yes.
I better get on with the peppers. Anya's waiting.
I'm sure it'll help, knowing she's got Ian and Neil on her side.
Oh, I rang Ian yesterday to thank him. I must get in touch with Neil as well.
I stuck my head round the door of the dairy coming over. Told Susan how pleased we were.
Oh, good. I'll still give him a ring.
Well, don't make too big a fuss.
I won't.
Some people get embarrassed when they've done you a good turn. Susan became very quiet when I thanked her.
Oh,
great, both of you.
Have you heard, Tom? Neil's agreed to be a character witness.
Excellent. Well, that's a step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Good old Neil.
If Anya's worried about the peppers and the chilies, I'm nearly finished.
No, I haven't seen her. I was after your opinions on something.
What?
Well, I wasn't going to say anything. You know, I mentioned Nuffield scholarships last week after my trip to Worcestershire.
Well, that's how the chap got started in ready meals, wasn't it? Doing a scholarship.
That's right. He said it gave him a flying start. So, just out of interest, really, I registered at the Nuffield farming site.
Registered?
Well, so I could take a look at the application form. I've been thinking about Helen's organic baby food idea.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about it a lot. I wanted to see if I can make a case for them supporting some research.
Can you?
Possibly. Though I guess there's an awful lot of competition for the scholarships.
There must be.
This is only hypothetical, isn't it, Tom?
Well, yes, though there happens to be a deadline coming up, and I thought there's no sense assuming I know what you'll say. I should ask.
About applying for it?
Yes.
When is the deadline?
Day after tomorrow.
We've lost Edgeley Sportif as well.
They've cancelled everything.
You shouldn't have let them.
I didn't want to.
You should have said, I don't know, we'll fulfil their order and make bigger cuts elsewhere.
We'd only have lost someone else, Josh. No one's happy losing out.
Still a total overreaction from them.
No, it isn't.
In 3 or 4 weeks, we'll be back on track.
Yeah, possibly.
Our outlets aren't going to wait that long. They'd have to let their own customers down.
The guy Edgeley seems to know someone else he can go to.
Oh, great.
Even the ones who agreed to stick. I mean, it's obvious some of them will be looking round.
Can you blame them, Rex?
No.
They could have given us a break.
Why? They don't owe us anything. We've only been dealing with them for 5 minutes.
That's what quite a few of them said.
You can't expect loyalty this soon, which is why it was so vital we didn't make stupid mistakes early on.
I know.
While they're getting to know us, working out if they can trust us, which they obviously can't.
I get it. Honestly, this is totally my fault. I couldn't feel worse about it.
Have you put the numbers together? How much we're going to lose?
It comes down to, first of all, can we hang on to Morgan and Minster, which isn't guaranteed, whatever deal we offer. Then, how many others who say they're sticking decide to bail out anyway?
Your gut feeling?
Maybe 50%.
What? We could lose half our business.
Worst case.
Guys, it doesn't have to be that bad. Not if the money's through this afternoon and we start bringing your hens over.
Toby, mate, two things. One, let's be clear. Buying my birds is only a short-term fix. Ideally, we should be restocking younger birds with a longer laying life.
I totally agree. And when we've got through this hiccup...
Toby!
Sorry.
Your second point.
I know Toby wants to put up his own money, borrowed money, for the restock. But we could probably work out something else between us, Rex.
It might be in my account already.
Don't bother checking. This isn't personal, Toby. You're a good laugh, but as a business partner, you're a disaster.
I know it looks like that now.
Upper-class eggs is in a bad place. It might be a lot easier for me and Rex to put it round by ourselves.
Oh. Well, I guess it's up to you guys to decide.
Rex, you were the first to suggest it.
I know. I was furious on Wednesday and I'm not much happier now. I'm not going to make excuses for my brother.
There aren't any.
But thinking it over, with the right attitude, maybe he can still do a job for us.
Really?
I've seen it before. When he knuckles down...
I will do.
He's a lot better at some things than I am. The people side.
I'm more worried about the chicken side.
Josh, you won't believe me. This has been a massive wake-up call. Give me another chance and I swear I'll put this right. I'll work flat out till Upper Class Eggs is back on its feet and booming. 200% effort, I swear.
Rex?
With a lot of misgivings, I'm just about willing to try. How about you?
One more chance, and that's it.
Brilliant. I promise you guys, you'll never regret it.
Oh, what is it, Scruffy?
Sorry to bother you, Linda.
Oh, Fallon.
Robert said it'd be okay to come round.
Well, you mustn't imagine I've been stretched out on the lounger all day.
Oh, no.
I'm merely having 5 minutes to unwind after a very demanding shift at Grey Gables.
Sorry, I won't be long. I'd just like some advice.
About what?
Well, there are still one or two loose ends to tie up for the fate. Well, problems, really.
Problems? Oh, dear. What could possibly have gone wrong?
Hardly a rough draft, Tom.
I was only fiddling around to begin with, and I started getting into it.
I can see.
It made me realise I've been coasting a little since I came back.
We have faced a few other problems since then.
Yes. And I probably wouldn't be selected anyway.
Well, you don't know that.
Going through it has still been a good exercise. Having to look 5 or 10 years ahead. What's the farm going to be like? Where's my career going?
I like the way you've justified your choice of research subject.
Oh, do you?
Oh, can I? You're spot on. There's a real interest in affordable organic baby foods.
And I'd love to see who else is out there, in Switzerland or Sweden, wherever, working on the same lines, to learn from their experiences instead of just plunging in like I used to do.
I can see it's a very promising idea, Tom.
Very much so.
But...
Now's not the right time.
Not really, love. I know you wouldn't be dashing off tomorrow, but it would be very disruptive over the next few months.
Sure.
You disappearing for weeks on end, and
Just when we're trying to keep everything going. The trial getting closer and closer.
That's why I said this was only a dummy run.
Sorry.
No, no, not at all. I'm happy to leave it till whenever.
That's probably best.
Well, I'm not sure it is bad.
Oh?
Here, there's your tablet.
Thanks.
We're so stretched, Tony.
Yes, we are, but that doesn't mean Tom should have to sacrifice his dreams.
It's all right, Dad. I can try next year or the year after.
It might even be harder then. What if someone else gets in first with the same idea?
Hmm?
Think what it'd do for Helen, Pat. Knowing Tom's trying to make her idea a reality.
And if it took off, I bet she'd throw herself into it when she comes home.
Well, when's that going to be, Tom? If the verdict goes against her, we could be waiting years.
Or she could be released in September. We have to hope and plan for that.
Yes.
What Tom's suggesting might be the perfect way for Helen to find herself again. To feel useful and proud of something she's helped set up.
Yeah, no, I'm not just thinking of now, Mum. If this takes off, it could be something for Johnny to get into. Or maybe Henry when he's older. Or even Jack one day. Helen and I could create something for their futures. Like you two did for us.
Oh.
You can see how much Tom wants this, Pat.
You're right, Tony. We can't always wait for tomorrow.
Mum?
If it's ready, send the form in now. I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
Thanks for routing her address and number out, Linda.
Not at all. Though you may have to arrange transport.
That's easy enough. She won't mind me getting in touch out of the blue.
Oh, no, no. I've always found Cynthia very accommodating.
Oh, cheers.
Oh, I did say she's only got a splat the rat, not a whack-a-mole.
At least it's clobbering some kind of furry rodent. That's very good of you.
Glad to have been of use. Now, once I've folded the lounger, I need to get down to some serious weeding, don't I, Scruffy? So, if that's everything...
Well, I don't suppose you could do anything to help with parking around the green?
Sadly not. Don't worry, it always comes right in the end.
Or say something to Jean Harvey.
Yes, I am surprised no one warned you about guess how many jelly babies.
Well, I wish they had. You couldn't persuade her to run it just this once.
I would if I could, Fallon. I simply don't have the time.
No?
No. You did me a great favour last week. You made me realise after 30 unbroken years of public service, I've done my share.
You've been a marvel.
With Route B finally quashed, what better moment to step back, to withdraw from the committees, the fundraising groups, the endless round of rehearsals.
You're dropping out of everything.
Oh, yes. No more fetes, bazaars, maypole dances or Christmas shows for me.
You can't give it all up.
But I have to. There are so many personal matters demanding my attention. But did you notice how straggly the geraniums are?
Not really.
Well, they've been on my to-do list for days. I haven't had a minute.
Don't drop out of everything, Linda. Life in Ambridge won't be the same.
It's very kind of you to say so.
I mean it.
But as you pointed out so eloquently last week, my ideas are passé, old hat.
I didn't say that.
You phrased it much more tactfully, but the sentiment's quite correct. Away with the old guard, in with the new.
No, that's not what I meant. I feel terrible now.
Oh, you mustn't, dear. It's been a wonderful liberation for me.
Oh.
And what better opportunity for you and your friends to take up the baton. You can show the whole of Ambridge what you're capable of on Sunday. And from everything I've heard, the fete is going to be an absolute triumph.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.